And hello, it is Friday, so it is time for Elder Affairs. And being the third Friday of the month, we have with us Dr. Jonathan Saborn from Coastal Foot and Ankle and his assistant, Stephanie. Good day to
hello.
You both. What are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk a little bit about podiatry and surgery in general. So what I'd like to talk about is first why you should go to a podiatrist over any of the specialties if you have a problem with anything wrong with your body that is below the knee down to the feet, the toes specifically. So basically the education for a podiatrist is you do your first 4 years of undergraduate degree just like any other professional. And then you would go on to podiatry school. Many podiatry schools are actually incorporated in with Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine schools, DO schools. And for the first 2 years, both of the student body classes are together. Your first 2 years of med school are basically rehashes or more advanced classes in chemistry, neuroscience, biology. Your second year, you do a whole year on medications, pharmacology. It's a full year course along with other classes. And then after that second year, that's where there's a divergence between the medical program and the podiatry program. The medical program will do a lot of the classes in their third year that the podiatry kids will do, but we in podiatry won't take the genetics class, we won't do the psychiatry class, and we won't do, I think, reproductive class. We're in podiatry school. Those classes are a biomechanics class, which is the foundations of how the foot works and the ligaments, and that's why people get orthotics. And other classes are more geared towards specific areas of surgery. So almost right off the bat, we're more surgically orientated specifically for the foot. Your fourth year, just like any other medical school, is you're working in the hospital or the school's clinics, and you're also going out to specific hospitals that have residency programs where it's almost like a training but also an interview where you would go, say, if you'd go to the Rhode Island Hospital, you'd go to the Merriam, or you'd go to Beth Israel Deaconess for a month and work with the residents who are already in the program learning surgery, and you kind of ghost them for a month, you know, ghosting behind them and learning and also being questioned every day to find out how you'll fit in the program. And if things work out at the end of your fourth year, you'll go to a big interview process and you might be selected for that specific program. So it mirrors the medical schools. They do the same thing. But that's the subtle difference between the two. So occasionally I have a patient say, well, how did you know about my heart medicine? Or how do you know so much about my lungs and my kidneys? I take the same classes. It's the same basic science, the same physiology class as the med students. It's just I specialize from the start in one specific thing, kind of like the eye surgeons, and they're very similar too. But that being said, that's what the difference is between the two schools, because a lot of people aren't quite sure.
I have a question. So a lot of times patients will come in, you see a lot of patients that come in to see you regularly on a schedule, but we have a lot of patients that will not understand that Dr. Saborn does do surgery. So what's the difference between what you do and a normal different podiatry? Is there different types of podiatrists?
There are, in podiatry, there are subsets. Some podiatrists are more going to do the routine foot care, orthotics, and things like that, take care of, you know, calluses. They have been taught some surgery, but they're kind of content with that. They're not wanting to get more surgically involved for whatever reason. Myself, and I'm more surgically orientated in the sense that I've been trained in reconstructive surgery as well as trauma, especially. I have a residency program that I deal, or actually two right now. I'm doing both the Boston University residency program out of mainly the Rod Williams Hospital and the Merriam, and my own, the group that I most affiliate with is the Brown program, which is based out of Kent County, which is more of a truly reconstructive. In reconstructive surgery it's more of an advanced surgery. A lot of the surgeries that are done in the foot are the elective things like bunions and hammer toes, and they're very important and a large part of our practice, as well as the neuromas and or fractures. Reconstructive surgery is usually there's been a terrible trauma or some major physical deformity in the ankle which impedes someone's ability to walk at all. And this is usually very complex, very difficult, and high-risk surgeries. So my practice particularly, we do specialize in that. Also fractures. My training in fractures, I've probably one day in my residency program, I would probably fix maybe 8 ankle fractures. It was that many. I mean, just all day long fractures, whether it was the hip, the knee. I was very lucky in my residency. My training is a crossbreed in the sense that I put in 1,000 total knees. I probably did 800 total shoulders and, on and on. So I've been lucky that I've been cross-trained like that. And it also deals with a lot of the reconstructive surgeries for the ankle. Ankle surgeries, I mean, not to be bold, but I can pretty much do them with my eyes closed. It's something we do so often. Sometimes I'll try to, going blindfolded, but it's just something that I think in general, a lot of people don't realize that podiatrists are so well trained, especially in this area, that we put out a really good product in the sense that my residency program, 2 years ago, two of the graduates went off and became the heads of the Yale New Haven program for podiatry, just out of school. That's how good they are, which is really impressive.
Well, as opposed to an orthopedic who's trained in all these
a little bit of everything.
But they don't, they're not as skilled, they don't have as much experience with the foot
specifically.
And, ankle as you do.
And also, too, so ortho is, obviously MD is well trained, they have a 5-year program. Not all of it is surgical. There's 1 year where they spend doing almost like a project on, how strong is the strength of this screw when putting these two bones together, or what, there's all these kind of things that they have to do for that 1 year. So the point I'm trying to make is, as far as the foot goes, their training in the foot 9 times out of 10 is only 6 months out of that 5-year program. And a lot of times that's when they take their vacations. So they know, as you said, they know they're definitely great and they know everything that they need to know in general. But if you have a foot problem, yeah, they can help you, but you might as well go to someone for 3 years in residency. That's 99% of the things I did. Yeah, I fixed hips, but the focus was still on the foot and ankle and reconstruction of it. So I don't want to make anyone feel bad. I want to throw stones at anyone. But if you have a foot problem, the knee down. Also, too, where ortho works on bones, they won't work on nerves. So say, for instance, you have a total knee go in, and sadly, you scarred in the nerve around your knee, and now you either have pain or your foot doesn't go up and down anymore. They'll be like, well, I don't fix that. You got to go a nerve guy. With myself, I'll fix it. I will fix everything. If, God forbid, something happened in surgery or you had an I would go back and fix it. I have fixed the common peroneal nerve for people who have had damage from a total knee. And that's the beauty of going to podiatry. It's one-stop shopping. If you have a wound, I will fix it. If you have a fracture, I will fix it. So it's really, I just personally don't see any other reason why, if you got a problem from under your knee down to the tip of your toe, no matter what it is, you're always safe to see a podiatrist.
Well, it makes total sense to me because in general, in the medical field, people do tend to get, moved from spot to spot.
Oh, super specialization,
right?
Yeah.
And I'm talking about patients.
Oh.
Get, I took this, that. So if something with your foot and you have someone who isn't going to now send you off to this guy or that guy, it obviously seems like a better solution.
Yeah, I mean, that brings up the point that people come into me very often with nerve problems in their feet. Oftentimes, it's not from the foot, it's from the back. And I will directly send them to the hospital for either lower back x-rays or an MRI instead of just saying, well, it's really a back problem. Go to the neurologist and good luck finding one in Rhode Island. So we'll take, it's all encompassing. I'm fully able to answer any questions or treat the whole body, but I just specialize specifically from the knee down.
Okay, we're going to take a break right there for a second, and then we will be back again to talk some more about all of this.